God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Maybe you're one of those that can remember what Superman looked like in the 1950s. Superman had a muffin top. Now, that's incredible to think about, but if you look at the Superman as he was depicted in the 1950s, especially in live action, he was not especially young and he wasn't especially fit by the standards of the day. If you look at Superman again as he was depicted in the 1980s, he's trimmed up a bit. And now, Superman seems to be walking around in a perpetual state of flex with a perfect washboard stomach. What I'm getting at is that these days, everyone is Superman or Superwoman, and it's impossible to keep up. One would think that people were not as happy in the 1950s as they are now, given how everyone was not super fit. We weren't as superhuman then. But nothing could be further from the truth. I think, if anything, with our ability and with our longevity and with our affluence, our gratitude, our peace inside has actually declined. You know, God wants us to have peace inside and outside, and that comes with gratitude. They're companions. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." So, peace inside, that is, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In verse 17, he says, we're to give thanks to God and the Father by him. And in every aspect of our life, whether we're a wife or a husband, a child, a parent, a master, a servant, we're to have peace inside. We're to have peace outside. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which, that is, to this peace, also ye are called in one body. He's talking about the body of Christ. And that's why he says we're to forbear one another and forgive one another, just like Christ forgave us. So peace is from contentment, and contentment is from gratitude. Now notice God's part and our part in this. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule, or umpire. And then it says, be ye thankful. So if I'm to let the peace of God rule, that is an acceptance. It's not so much an action as an attitude of acceptance. But when it comes to being thankful, that's an action. In other words, God gives peace, we give gratitude. So start with your part. You know, everyone is Superman today. Not 10 years ago, there was an organization called Glamour Shots, where there was a franchise of photo studios where people were made to look glamorous. Well, good night, everyone looks glamorous now. Your cousin from Missouri, your uncle in California, your great friend on social media, whom you hardly know in New Jersey, all these people always look like they've got it all together. And whether they do or not, we lose our peace. Our insides are churned up like a raging ocean. The dirt, the silt, all that lies at the bottom is churned up by this lack of peace. So peace and gratitude go together. Peace and contentment go together, and contentment and gratitude go together. So today, let God give you peace, and you start with your part by giving him gratitude for who he is and who he's made you.